professional video club.
IDXers, welcome to Market Scope for March 2008. This month, we go back into our air check library as we are in need of current Market Scope air checks. So enjoy this trip back as we remember radio from a few years ago, before Clear Channel and the Suits owned everything.
Hey, let's go with the big second hour of the Dick Clark Radio Show. And this is Bobby Rydell, and here's Dick.
Thank you, Robert. What should we do here, play a record or so?
That's an idea, Dick. You were always good at playing records.
Well, should I play it right-handed or left-handed? I'm very versatile.
Oh, anyway.
All right, Bobby, look, no hands. Here's Neil Sedaka. Let's Go Steady Again was sung by Neil Sedaka as we open up part number two here of the Dick Clark Radio Show.
Come on, everybody. Let's shout it out. Ba-ba-boom!
Three to Chippewa Lake.
Bobby Rydell, our guest today in Music Land. Bobby, the time has come. Let's not play your new record.
Now let's.
You're awful conventional. I was going to forget about it today.
Oh, did you forget that?
All right, well, we'll play it.
That's it, yeah.
Spring will soon be gone.
To be informed, up to the second, on all the news that is news, dial WHK's Action Central. To be a news tip winner of the week, dial Express 15014. Every week, WHK awards a beautiful Channel Master Transistor Radio to the best news tip phone to Action Central. When you see important news in the making, WHK's hotline number for news is Express 15014. That's WHK's Action Central, where the news watch never stops.
This is Chuck Kane announcing that without a doubt, at this moment, Southwest Ford is the worst place in America to buy any kind of car.
Well, weather-wise, it should be a pretty nice evening. Dick Clark here with lots of fun till 8, and Ron Riley checks in with good sounds from 8 to 10.
Like father, like son.
Bainbridge, Westlake, Walton Hills, and Twinsburg, welcome to WHK and the Dick Clark Radio Show.
Electronic news on WHK, Color Channel 14, Color Radio.
They want to remind you that another swinging sound gentleman, Alan Michaels, is around every morning from 5:30 to 9 here on WHK.
WHK and Tops remind you to drive carefully. WHK's Mr. Safety rewards safe drivers with $5 gift certificates. Display the WHK top litter box in your car's rear window and receive a 6-transistor radio. All 3 Topps Cleveland area stores have free litter boxes waiting for you. Another WHK Mr. Safety Award goes to
Donald J. DeLancey, D-E-L-A-N-C-E-Y. Donald J. DeLancey, you call WHK today, win a $5 gift certificate from Topps. And now, here's a Topps special that's just right for the season. The famous Deca plastic mugs in white, with attractive colored bands in a whole interesting array of colors, and with a full 10-ounce capacity, priced by the manufacturer at 49 cents, but now at Topps, the price is just 16 cents. There are plenty of them, but they'll go fast at this price, so get yours today at Tops.
There's a Tops store near you at 6677 Pearl Road, Parma Heights, 6600 Mayfield Road, Mayfield Heights, and 5400 Northfield Road, Maple Heights. Open daily 10 to 10, closed on Sundays.
Hey, you know, you got to admit this is a pretty strange title for a hit song. I don't know who sat down and thought of it the first time, but it's perfect. These are the Crystals on the Dick Clark Radio Show with the Do Run Run.
Every night, every day, everybody digs WHK. Every night, every day, everybody listens to WHK. Every night, every day.
WQXI, Atlanta.
Hey, good afternoon. It's about 3 o'clock. I'm Biggie Shane. It's good to feel a Friday coming on. I know it's raining. I have a feeling the weekend's not going to be too bad. He's glad it's night on QXI.
QXI, I really like that a lot. Andrea True Connection, a little pornographic music for you this afternoon with Biggie Shannon at 3:05. Wait a second, huh? I hope so.
Vicki Bierman of Atlanta wins
$500.
And the summer-long prize patrol rolls again at any moment from 79.
WQXI.
Mama, lock up your sheep. The coyote's on the howl tonight.
Oh,
oh my God.
KDWB is tired of waiting for the official start of summer, so we've decided to overrule Mother Nature and declare the summer of 76. On now. All weekend long, win your favorite albums and Phantom t-shirts every hour. Plus, be on the lookout for KDWB's Phantom Van at the beaches and up your street. Passing out all kinds of summer prizes. And be listening Monday for an exciting announcement regarding one of the greatest concerts ever. From KDWB.
KDWB. That's Starbucks. Moonlight feels right. Nice hot night. I think the new phrase for the summer is going to be, let's get muggy together. KDWB, where you can become the next Summer of 76 winner in just a few minutes. John Sebastian, on his way in the Phantom Van to Lake Calhoun, should be there at 2:30. He was held up by a mob in Minneapolis, and the van was held up by a fat girl. Said she wasn't fat, said she was big-boned. She'd have to be big-boned to hold up all that fat. He'll be there at 2:30, the Phantom Van from KDWB. KDWB with a true down blue. I've got Dorothy Moore's Misty Blue album and the world-famous Phantom t-shirt to give you this hour. KDWB plays the best music consistently. It's just a bit before 2:30. This is the true down blue. WLS.
If Sherry was a baby when that song was released, chances are she'd be out of college now. 22-year-old record, Sherry from the Four Seasons. Like I said, where were you in 62? Did you think about it? Did you remember anything? You weren't born yet then? Okay. 506 in Chicago, Tommy Edwards Show, and Jeff Davis coming up next. Peebo Bryson sings If Ever You're in My Arms Again on WLS.
Music Radio.
It's a pretty song. A lot of pretty ballads. Isn't it nice to get on the radio and talk like this, have the mellifluous tone, say, hey, get up, it's WHYT, and this is your Jolly Jockway. You don't know which way to play it, do you? Yeah, you do. You plays it as you get them, folks. Good morning. It's about 7 till 7 now. Speaking of that, we're going to have our news again. I guess every time I look up, Jim is over there putting something together, and I believe that Jim is ready to talk on the air at any time. See, he's got control of his own life in there, and what happens is Jim has a teletype machine in the background. Mm-hmm. Are you there, Jim?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, that's how I know when you're in the room.
What, my teletype?
Yeah.
Sometimes it shuts off, but not too often.
Most people wear beepers, but you wear a teletype.
That's it.
It's an interesting concept. When you get in the elevator, do people question you about it?
Sometimes, only if there's a lot of people in the elevator. You see, it takes up a lot of space. And
they probably think it's your ticker.
Yeah, you could say that.
Some people wear those things, you know.
Uh-huh.
Pacemakers. So is there anything that... I really shouldn't joke next to serious news stories. I guess the biggest news story today is in our world is Marvin Gaye.
That's right.
And which is a real tragedy. I'm trying to dig out some of his great records because I grew up with Marvin Gaye. With mm-hmm. all of everything from Heard It Through the Grapevine on...
Fantastic. Some fantastic music.
I think the best Turning Point song I ever heard in my entire adult life so far, because I'm almost an adult, is What's Going On by Marvin Gaye, because that's the kind of a record that you can hear. I don't know how to explain it, because some songs you can't explain, but this you can hear on three different levels. You hear the music, and then you hear his singing, and then you hear some other percussion instruments on another level, and it sounds three-dimensional. It's a very, very mm-hmm. unusual record. That's probably my favorite, a Turning Point record, and I think that's a very special place in my life and in my library, and I'd like to play that this morning if I can find it around here.
Mm-hmm.
I have to go over to J.P. McCarthy and borrow a copy of it.
That's right.
He's got that big morning show.
He's got a very wide range on his voice, or had a very wide range on his voice. And we'll hear more about Marvin Gaye. In fact, we have been talking with Casey Kasem, of course, who does American Top 40 on Sunday nights here, and we'll hear more. He had a very good relationship with Marvin Gaye. Gives us some great insight. Sunshine, blue skies, warm, high near 55, and that's the recipe for today. I don't think anybody would complain if we had leftovers tomorrow. Good morning. At 6:55, we have 45 degrees. I'm Jim Shenevy, WHYT News and Information. Currently, 7:02. We have 45 degrees downtown. I'm Jim Shenevy, WHYT News and Information. And now, some more nonsense from the new face in town, Joey Reynolds.
It's not the face that counts,
it's
I'm telling you.
The voice.
On radio, that's right. It's the new voice in town. I'm not so new anyway. I want to tell you something, Jim. You give good news.
I give good news.
Yeah.
All right.
You got a guy behind me who's been here for 100 years. 100 years.
100 years.
He used to do good news on television in Buffalo.
He did?
When I was a child, I used to watch this guy, Hal Youngblood. And I mentioned before WJR. I guess I didn't mention the callers. We really shouldn't mention them because it's our ugly
stepsister. Yeah. Nasty.
But that's where JP is over there. You know, he's a
yeah. But who ever listens to him anyway?
Not us. He just sits down and counts his money anymore. You know. But Hal Youngblood is here behind me. Hi, Hal. Can you get on the air? I mean, have you ever been on FM stereo before?
Oh, once.
Yeah. Twice. Is this your first appearance on the station?
On the new format. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have any questions?
Absolutely. How did you get under the door?
You mean how they let me in?
Exactly.
Well, I'll tell you what happened exactly. See, there was this broadcast school here in town.
I remember that. Yeah.
That's right. See?
Specs.
And I was a graduate.
That's right.
And they went through everybody on the whole list.
You were the number one jock in Buffalo, New York.
No, I'm the only one alive.
When you were 8 years old. That's
right. And I had those long curls, remember?
Oh, you were.
That was under my armpits, however. we're talking about gross. Now, this is going to be a lot of fun. I really should play some more music, though, because we have that kind of reputation. Right?
Well, this station.
Yeah, I know. Let's continue with the tradition here.
Swing, Joey, swing!
Burn, baby.
Oh, well, I might tattoo my wife look better.
Just for a day or so, then it'll fall off.
Hello.
What do you call a nutty guy who carries a battle axe and says he's King Arthur?
Your Majesty.
WHYT, good morning.
Hi, is this Joey?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a great joke for you.
Oh, I'll bet you think it is.
Okay, what kind of haircut did the punk rocker get?
What?
A Motley Crue cut.
That ain't a great joke. You got a bad joke?
That was a bad joke.
That's what I thought. All right, thanks.
Uh-huh.
What's your name?
You and I in a little toy shop. Buy a bag of balloons with the money.
Bless you. I didn't sneeze. It's Maxie here with you, All Night Radio in the Big Town, and I want to remind everybody that you should not keep a child waiting for love. Become a foster parent. Call the New York Foundling Hospital at 1-212-472-2233. CBS FM with you in mind. I'm going to make gorilla peanuts out of you if you keep talking over there in the background there. It's 101 weather for today. Going to be partly sunny. And it's going to be warm. It's going to be high in the mid-80s, a bit cooler at the shore. Saturday, variable cloudiness, warm, more humid. Chance of an afternoon thunderstorm on a high of 85 to 90. Sunday's out looking to be partly sunny and warm again. Right now, 67 degrees and mostly clear skies in New York City. It's clear that we got a nice weekend 101 planned for you.
Hi, this is Mr. Music Norman Knight, inviting you to join me Saturday at 2 p.m. for a very special CBS FM music special. The Elvis Presley Golden Decades Countdown. 5 hours of Elvis's biggest hits, plus the voices of the people who knew and loved him. Elvis, the 50s, the 60s, and the 70s. The Elvis Presley Golden Decades Countdown, Saturday from 2 to 7 p.m. with me, Mr. Music Norman Knight, on CBS FM 101.1.
101, CBS FM.
KKHR, Hit Radio 93, hit me with your best shot.
Say that in just around here. This weekend, we give you shots to win the real face and feel of real racing with the Hit Radio Malibu Grand Prix Lap Attack. Have you ever gone to the Grand Prix and done it? Boy, is that fun to do. It's a one-day license, 15 laps around the track. Get it, baby! Plus his and hers t-shirts, hats, and video, laser game tokens. The winning begins on Friday right here with the Gorilla. Listen for details at Hit Radio 93, where it's 5:45.
Southbound weather.
Well, the Weather Bureau's recent guess is for clear weather tonight, low tonight of 50, sunny tomorrow and Friday with a high of 78. That's better. Today's high 74. The airport has 64. Long Beach 69. Burbank 78. San Diego 70. 66 in Hollywood.
93 KKHR.
Hit Radio 93 KKHR. Hold me down. Put a little effort into it, will you?
Who's that girl?
Hit Radio 93 KKHR, your rhythmics with Annie Lennox, Dave Stewart. Who's that girl brings out the best of the whole bunch of us?
Up in Adam.
5:56. I could use a little 30-minute free ride.
KKHR.
Speaking of free rides. KKHR is my hit radio. Remember, that's the phrase that pays. They take you on a free ride with shots to win a Murray 10-speed bike, a Honda Arrow 50 motor scooter, maybe a 1984 Toyota 4x4, courtesy of Toyota of Orange, starting tomorrow here at Hit Radio 93. You ain't never gonna get home. It's a little after 6 o'clock already. I'm Jack Armstrong.
I'm the pusher in the right direction, man, gorilla.
On Southern California's Hit Music Authority.
That's your market scope as we head into spring. Remember, I could use your help in getting some new or current air checks of stations in your market. You can send them to me, Phil Wayne, at 313 Spring Street, Upper Sandusky, Ohio, 43351 1652. In advance, thank you very much. Now, as usual, here are the musings from the members.
We've been calling and calling
the musers.
Would you mind explaining this to me?
Give us your thoughts about what's happening in your area. Call the Musings line.
360-469-0189.
360-469-0189.
When you hear something that's important for everyone to know, call us.
Please keep it brief and to the point,
so everyone has a chance to speak.
This is Tim Hendel in Huntsville, Alabama. I would like this question to be answered by people who've actually worked in radio. In the 60s and the 70s, one of the things that used to annoy me was when DJs would talk over the top of the intro of a song. The record producers go to a lot of trouble to create a song with a recognizable intro. Who wouldn't know I Want to Hold Your Hand or Don't Be Cruel if you remember the songs? Did the record companies require the DJs to talk over the intro so that people could not make clean recordings? Or was this just DJ shtick, so to speak, that they always did? I would like to be sure that I understand third adjacent channel for low power FM. I would assume that that means from 89.1, the third adjacent channel would be 89.7. If I am correct, why does the FCC allow translators to be on second adjacent channel, such as here in Huntsville, 89.3, and then a translator on 89.7? Also, I would like to know something about Harris receivers. What are they like and where can you get them? I never knew that Harris made receivers. I thought they only made transmitters.
Hello, my name is Richard Chapman. I'm calling from the Jamaica Plain section of Boston, Massachusetts. My questions was prompted by a comment from a muser in December who was thinking, because of the state of radio, AM and FM these days, was thinking of getting a standalone internet radio. First question, are you able to pick up all the streams on a standalone internet radio as you would if you were using a computer with the internet? Second question, if so, where do you purchase these radios? And the third question is, what is the price range? Looking forward to hearing from you in a future edition. Till then, take care. Be well.
Hello, Fred and DXers. This is the one and only Victor speaking to you from the Schmidt House in downtown Silver Spring, Maryland. On January 17th, 18th, and 19th, WTNT went off the air at night. When they switched over to their night pattern, they never came back on. So I had a chance to catch some stations. I got the strong station, the clock, from Cuba. And I also heard in the background WMCA New York. And to my surprise, I got WSYR in Syracuse. Mark Neuenberger, you got to do a column on interference. Somebody's got a computer, probably next door or across the street, is causing a high-frequency tone at the low end of the AM band. And the weak stations, when they do come in, it sounds like the tubes in an old-type radio are starting to give, and you hear a slight whistling sound, almost like TV interference. You've got to do a column on interference.
Greetings, audio service subscribers. Paul and Lucille Burkhart from Little Rock, Arkansas. We'd like to make a correction and add on to a station that probably was not listed. The station that was referred to as 1067 The Wolf in Little Rock, the actual call letters are KHKN.
I have a report to tell you about a couple of stations that have just been picked up. There is a station at 1650, and there is also one at 1320. They have the same call sign. It is KWHN at Fort Smith, Arkansas. Right now, they are simulcast. The 1650 station runs 10,000 watts, and the 1320 station runs 5,000 watts. Those stations have been picked up as far away as Nashville on 1650, and the 1320 has been picked up quite far as well. Since I was in Massachusetts, I've always been used to tuning in to 1030 WBZ in Boston. Now that I have moved, I tune to 1030 at night, and what do I hear but a jumbling of stations, and I cannot identify any of them. Would someone please tell me, from this vantage point here in central Arkansas, what would you normally hear at 1030 kilocycles on AM?
Hi, my name is Mike Lance in Miami Beach, Florida. I was wondering, why is it that today's radio, when they do news, they just glance over a story? They don't really tell you everything that is going on. Also, I noticed that our local talk station, WKAT, will play like Bill Bennett's Morning in America instead of the whole show from 6 to 9, only from 6 to 8. Doesn't that tick the talk host off when they do that? What ever happened to real credibility in radio where you knew what was going on? Whatever happened to 1430 WNJR in Newark, New Jersey? I think it's WNSW. And what are they doing now? And whatever happened to WHAT in Philadelphia? What are they doing now? Number two, to Mark Durenberger. Can he tell a little bit about his radio career and where he's worked? And I'm interested in Minneapolis history of radio. That's it for now. Thanks for listening, and thank you for the great jingles, and I will see you in Pittsburgh.
Hello, fellow DXers. Wayne Ryan in Brantford, Ontario. Well, I was picking up WSM in Nashville on a Saturday morning until 9 o'clock in the middle of January. Unfortunately, Don Chevrier died in December. He was a longtime great voice of sports in Canada and the United States, and he's in a lot of sports Hall of Fames, broadcasting Hall of Fames. And Don Whitman, who did several Grey Cup games and a lot of Stanley Cup action, just died in Winnipeg a couple of days ago. Also, I picked up a station on 1340. Buck Owens was singing together again. I would get Lockport, New York in the daytime, WLVL, but at night like that, on a graveyard frequency, it could have been quite a hodgepodge of stations. Steve Stewart, who did baseball for Baltimore and Cincinnati, got a job with the Kansas City Royals. He'll be doing pregame and postgame shows on their network this year.
Mark Durenberger in the Musings Control Room with a couple of responses. First of all, Victor, you've heard of the DXAS Wayback Machine where we turn back the clock to play old radio snips? Well, as you see from this month's column on noise hunting, we're now operating the Look Ahead Machine, where you guess in advance what info you want, and you get it before you ask for it, which happened this month purely in coincidence. Just kidding. Hope the column was useful, and I'm glad we got it in just a few minutes before you asked for it. Mike Lance, you asked about my background. Like many of the grizzled veterans of this magazine, my radio career goes back a long time. Though I was still in teenage rebellion at the time our real veteran, John Bowker, was navigating his way through the business. But like many of us old-timers, I can't resist telling it all, and you may be sorry you asked. My radio involvement began, as with many of us, with a wireless phono oscillator in the basement, probably around 1952, broadcasting to an imaginary audience, and with all of 1 watt coming out of that thing, I was certain that the whole world was listening. And that's the core appeal of radio from that side, the magic attraction for those of us who sit before the microphone. It's just you talking to everybody with a radio turned on. From basement broadcaster to building a high school station with studios, radios in a chicken coop on the local campus, and then to college radio on the same campus, and we paired the high school and college stations together on two AM channels to do very early stereo using one station for each channel. This was probably about 1956, before the advent of the stereo LP, when we played stereo music off of tape recorders. My first commercial gigs were in the St. Cloud, Minnesota area, where I did weekend announcing, but school kept getting in the way, and when I finished that and did my Army sentence in Europe, I came back to commercial radio in 1965 and was eventually lucky enough to end up at WCCO Minneapolis, which I consider the best job I ever had. That station owned the market and the upper Midwest. KSTP and WLOL were there in my experience, and I had a few years at each and learned a lot, built a dozen stations and studios, put some new FMs on the air, and then migrated to the satellite world, building and running a full-blown satellite uplink in Minneapolis, known as an Earth Station, but always with a hand in radio, both as a part-time jock and as a listener DXer, and I've done a lot of reading for the blind with the Radio Talking Book of Minnesota. And I no longer recall how I found out about the DX audio service, but early on I struck up a relationship with Jim Snowbarger and began contributing to his column. I think that was back in the 90s. And when he decided to hang up his tape reels, I was fortunate enough to be allowed by Fred to take over Jim's column. And even luckier for me, Fred's allowed us to expand the column topics beyond just air checks and band scans and into the occasional related columns, such as interviews and, as you heard this month, an opportunity to expand on some of Bruce Conti's work on noise reduction. Your comments in the DXAS listeners survey have reinforced the idea that we're on the right track with this mix of subjects, and we thank you all of us do, for your interest in the DX audio service. I have never been involved in anything of its genre that is as well produced and useful as what emanates from the Sheetrock announce booth, and I'm proud to be part of it. Well, all of this might theoretically qualify me to answer two other questions in this month's musings. Tim Hendel, the talking over the intro was in fact just jock shtick, as you put it. DJs get off on being able to talk right up to the melody line in the intro to the song. You do that mentally. It's supposedly a cool thing to be able to internally time the intro in your head so that you can fill with patter and end your sentence right where the vocal starts. And yes, it can be annoying. And no, there are no requirements from record producers to do this. And Mike Lance, most syndicated talk shows are produced in hour blocks, with the understanding that some stations do not broadcast them in real time and may only use parts of the show. It's just part of the way they offer these broadcasts, because the syndicators know that if they force a station to carry the whole show as is, a lot of stations just won't clear the show since it doesn't fit the rest of their program schedule. So talk show hosts are very much aware of the practice, and they'll tell you they'd rather have 1 hour on the air than not to have any part of the show broadcast. Mark Dernberger, hope this answers some of the questions. I'll leave the rest for Fred and hope to see you all next month over most of this same broadcast.
You're listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service.
Oldies 104.3 WOMC, the Motor City.
Hello again, DXers. On Super Bowl Sunday, I come to you. And I want to do Arbitrons from Fall 07. And I will do them a little bit differently. I will do a clear channel frequency Arbitron going down the dial. And I hope you like this. 640 KFI Los Angeles, third at 4.4. 650 WSM Nashville was 13th at 2.9 up. 660 WFAN New York, 15th at 2.6. 670 WSCR Chicago, 26th at 1.5. While from our last convention place, Boise, KBOI, number one at 6.91. Nice going. 680 KNBR San Francisco, 10th at 2.5. While out east, WPTF in Raleigh was 7th at 4.7, down. 700 WLW Cincinnati, number one, as usual, 8.8, though down. While out west, KALL Salt Lake City, 25th at 1.1. 710 WOR New York, 19th at 2.2. Centrally, K KCMO Kansas City, 16th at 2.7 in Northwest. KIRO Seattle, 4th at 4.1 up. 720 WGN Chicago, 1st, 5.5 though down. KDWN Las Vegas, 21st at 1.6 down. 750 WSB Atlanta, 2nd at 7.7, well out west. KXL in Portland, 7th at 3.9 up. 760 WJR Detroit, 1st at 6.0 up. 770 WABC New York, 10th at 3.3. Out west, KKOB Albuquerque, 1st at 7.4. Up in Seattle, KTTH, 19th at 2.3. 780 WBBM Chicago, 3rd at 4.9. While KKOH Reno, 1st at 11 up. 810 WGY Schenectady, 4th at 6.1 down. WHB Kansas City, 14th at 3.3 down. But KGO San Francisco, 1st at 5.7. Next, 820 WBAP Dallas Fort Worth, 8th at 3.3 down. 830 WCCO Minneapolis St. Paul, hello Mark Durenberger, 2nd at 6.6. 840 WHAS Louisville, 1st at 10.8 up. And KXNT North Las Vegas, 9th at 3.9 down. 850 KOA in Denver, 1st at 6.2. 870 WWL New Orleans, 4th at 7.6 up. 880 WCBS New York, 17th at 2.5. KRVN wasn't listed in any Arbitron. 890 WLS Chicago, 7th at 3.5 up. Up to 1,000 WMVP Chicago, 23rd, 1.7, while Como Seattle was 5th at 4.1. 1020 KDKA Pittsburgh was 2nd at 8.3 up. 1030 WBZ Boston was 2nd at 6.5 up. KTWO Casper wasn't listed anywhere. 1040 WHO Des Moines, 1st as usual, 10.4 up. 1070 KNX Los Angeles, 19th at 2. 1080 WTIC in Hartford, 2nd at 7.9 up. KRLD Dallas, 27th at 1.4. 1090 WBAL Baltimore, 5th at 4.8. KAAY Little Rock has never been listed down there. KPTK up in Seattle, 22nd at 2.1. 1100 WTAM in Cleveland, 1st at 8.1. KFAX San Francisco, way down. 1110 WBT Charlotte, 6th at 4.8. KFAB Omaha, hello Ernie, 1st at 10.1. 1120 KMOX St. Louis, 1st at 7.6 up. And KPNW Eugene, Oregon, 2nd at 6.4 up. 1130 WBBR New York, 31st at 0.6. KWKH Shreveport, 16th at 1.4. 1140 WRVA Richmond, 3rd at 7.3 up. KHTK Sacramento, 14th at 2.5. 1160, well, they haven't been listed in Chicago since their WJJD days, and WILL ain't going to make it either with their Christian format. 1160 KSL Salt Lake City, home of radio, 8.4, number 1. 1170 WWVA Wheeling has never made the Arbitrons there. KFAQ in Tulsa, 12th at 3.2. 1180 WHAM Rochester, 3rd at 9.1. Hello, Scott Feibusch. KOFI Kalispell, 2nd at 8.8. 1190 WOWO Fort Wayne, 1st at 8.9 up. KEX Portland, 2nd at 5.4 down. 1200 WOAI San Antonio, 4th at 5.4 up. 1210 WPHT Philadelphia, 15th at 2.9. Then we finish with the upper part, and out east on 1500, WWWT Washington is not listed at all. KSTP St. Paul, 3.3 down. 1510 WLAC Nashville, 12th, 3.3 up. KGA Spokane, 15th, 2.5 up. 1520 WWKB Buffalo, 18th at 1. KOKC Oklahoma City has really dropped down to 20th now at 1.2. 1530 WCKY Cincinnati, 19th at 1. KFBK Sacramento is first at 7.6. 1540, I've not seen any numbers for KXCL or KDCD. 1560, we'll finish it. QEW with Radio Disney is way down, and KNZR in Bakersfield is 10th at 3.5. Okay, and let me get to the baseball flagships before I leave you. In early February, here's what's available in the National League. Arizona Diamondbacks, 620 KTAR, Spanish, 1400 KSUN. Houston Astros, English, 740 KTRH, Spanish, 1010 KLAT. Atlanta Braves, 640 WGST, and I believe there's an FM to go with them. Milwaukee, 620 WTMJ. St. Louis, 550 KTRS, Chicago, 720 WGN, Los Angeles has moved to 790 KABC, and Spanish, 930 KHJ. San Francisco, 680 KNBR, Miami, Florida Marlins have moved to 790 WAXY in English, and 1140 WQBA in Spanish. New York Mets, 660 WFAN. Washington Nationals, three stations, 1500 WWWT, 820 WTWT, and 1077 WWWT. San Diego on 1090 XPRS plus 105.7 FM. Philadelphia, from last year, I believe they're still on, through many years, 1210 WPHD in English and Spanish, 1480 WDAS. Pittsburgh, 104.7 WPGB, Cincinnati, 700 WLW, and the National League champs, Colorado, Rockies, 850 KOA. American League, Anaheim, 710 in English, KSPN, Spanish 830, KLAA, Oakland, 1550, KYCY, and 1069, KFRC, Toronto 590, CJCL, the fan, Cleveland 1100, WTAM, Seattle 1000, KOMO, New York Yankees 880, WCBS, Baltimore, last year, 105.7 WHFS, Texas in English, 1080 KRLD, Spanish 1270 KRLC, Tampa Bay in English, 1250 WHNZ, Spanish 680 WGES, the world champion Red Sox, Boston 680 WRKO, Kansas City Royals have moved to 610 KCSP, Detroit Tigers, 1270 WXYT and 97.1 WKRK. Minnesota Twins, 1500 KSTP and Chicago White Sox, 670 WSCR. Good listening out there. Thanks for your time. We'll see you next month with more. So long, friends.
Thanks, Ken. And through the miracles of modern recording, we're back. The previous edition of the DX Audio Service was recorded about a week ago, and I just took the time off to rest my voice here and kind of get back a little bit of sound here. So excuse me for the tape coming out a little bit late this month. Let's take a look at our CPC test calendar. We have one test to report, another Ohio test, coming to you from WHBC 1480 in Canton, Ohio. They will conduct a DX test on Saturday morning, that's late Friday night, March the 29th, from 3 until 4 a.m. Eastern Time, that's 7 to 8 o'clock UTC. The station will test with regular daytime power and pattern, carrying their regular Fox Sports Radio talk programming and interspersed with Morse code and sweep tones. Reception reports may be sent to Director of Engineering Dale Lamb, that's L-A-M-M, his ham call sign is NX8J, by several means. You may submit a report via the station's website by clicking on this link, www.whbc.com/pages, that's P-A-G-E-S, all small letters, /14188211.php? You may also submit a report directly to Mr. Lamb by sending an email to dlamm@whbc.com. Recordings in MP3 or WAV format as proof of reception will be accepted. You may also send a postal report to Mr. Dale Lamb, Director of Engineering, WHBC AM Radio, 550 Market Avenue South, Canton, Ohio, 44702-2112. Audio files in MP3 or WAV format will be accepted. If you only have cassette recording capabilities, please contact Jim Pogue, P-O-G-U-E, and his email address is kh2ar@comcast.net for special instructions. Note, all requests for postal verifications must be accompanied by return postage in order to receive a reply. Many thanks to Mr. Lamb for agreeing to conduct this test. Signed, Jim Pogue, kh2ar@comcast.net, and Jim is the IRCA and NRC Joint BTC Coordinator. I had every intention of reading an article on this edition titled Ultralight DXing by Rob Ross of London, Ontario, and John Bryant of Stillwater, Oklahoma, but I don't think, given my vocal situation, that I could give it as much honor as it deserves. The article is for those of us who do not have access to long wire antennas or big loop antennas, and it just explains a little bit about having fun with small miniature radios. It's about a 20-minute read, and I think I better rest up before I attempt to do a 20-minute feature like that, and I really give it some justice. So we'll have that on the next edition of the DX Audio Service. Speaking of the next edition, that is our April edition. That is our anniversary edition. And that is the time for you, the members of the DX Audio Service, to give us a call on the action line and just say, hi, this is so-and-so, and I'm calling from wherever you're calling from. And tell us a little bit about yourself. Maybe besides listening to radio, you also collect air checks, or maybe you collect jingles, or maybe you collect 45 RPM records, LP 78s, or maybe you just collect cats, you know, whatever. Just give us a call and just say hi and introduce yourself. Finally, just so everyone knows, when you do send in a payment for your DX Audio Service, we send back a green card as a receipt, so to speak, for your subscription. Try to get your subscription in as soon as possible, because if it arrives after we have published an edition, you might miss that edition. In fact, I can say you will miss that edition. So, you know, please send in early. Also, we try to put a card on each cassette on the last tape that you're supposed to receive. But sometimes the kids that help me out here forget to put a card on. So you might want to have a backup method to remember when you need to subscribe, or just send it in a couple months early, and that won't hurt. You can also send in a couple months or a couple years subscription if you want, just to get it out of the way. That's fine and dandy. And finally, if you'd like to get in touch with us, the best way is a letter. You can try the telephone, but if you're one of those night owls, stays up until 3 o'clock and doesn't get up until 12 noon. I return a lot of phone calls at 7 in the morning. Your best bet is rather than just leaving a message and saying to call you, tell me what the problem might be or why you're calling. We might be able to resolve it. If you need to use email, the only address that I can give you is sales, S-A-L-E-S, at nrcdxas.org. That's not my address. That's the Publication Center. They will send anything along that's pertinent, but I don't have an email address for you just to chat with me. That's it for this edition of the DX Audio Service. I'm going to get out of here and go rest up my voice. I'll see you on the April edition of the DX Audio Service.
Summer Music Festival.